Joining us in the studio this morning is the executive director of the Marquette Chamber of Commerce, Jason Schneider. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. And we wanted to get an update with you here this morning about, it's the holiday shopping season, and we've been talking about be local, buy local. Mm-hmm. So let's start right there. There's an update today with the campaign.
Yeah, the update will actually be Thursday, but I want to prep all of your listeners for it, and that is... Part of Be Local, Buy Local this year are Be Local, Buy Local gift cards. So not only do the winners of the weekly drawing for Be Local, Buy Local win everything on a gift card, but anybody in town can come into the Marquette Chamber office or the Negaunee Ishmeen Chamber office and purchase a gift card to give out this holiday season for Christmas. This gift card works at any of the participating Be Local, Buy Local businesses. Mm-hmm. You come in, you pick them up. You give us the cash that you want on it, we give you the card, and you can take it out and give it away as a gift.
So for those that may not be as familiar with others about the Be Local, Buy Local campaign, let's give them a little bit of an update on what, or a reform, or reminder of what it is the word I was looking for, and how they can make sure that they utilize it while they're shopping.
Sure. The Be Local, Buy Local campaign is a joint effort between the two chambers of commerce in the county to jointly brand why it's important to buy local. So we're working with pretty much every media partner in the community, mm-hmm, to do joint marketing for the local businesses, and that drives everybody to the app, the Be Local, Buy Local app or webpage. We've got a directory of businesses that are involved. They're the sponsors of the program, really. And what you do is, as a shopper, when you go into one of these stores, you take a picture of your receipt or your purchase, letting us know, you know, that you did actually purchase something. Mm-hmm. And for sharing that information with us, every time you do that, you get an entry into a drawing, and we give $100 away every single week.
Why is it important to buy local?
Well, you know, the local businesses are really what give our community character. You know, no offense to any box store, but every community in the country has a box store and a chain. But, you know, not every community in the country has a Van Gogh's or a Beth Milner or a Snowbound or a Wilderness Sports or a Jack's. Like, those types of places are really what give us the character and the heart. Those people tend to volunteer a lot more of their hours. They tend to pay a little bit more.
And the money that they make, a lot of times if they have, some that's left over by the time they pay their bills, then they put it back into the community as well.
In every way. You know, the economists, I went to school for economics, so I geek out on this kind of stuff. They call it a multiplier effect. And so what happens is you have a higher multiplier when it stays in town longer. You know, the money circulates more when it stays in town at local businesses. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you buy something on Amazon or a box store, your money leaves, and the only money that stays in is essentially the wages that get paid.
What's the best way to find out more about the app, the program, and now these gift cards as well?
Be local, buy local. Today.
Jason, we've been talking with you at length, and this is, of course, the project moving forward in downtown Marquette, Ampersand, which is a co-working space that gaining traction and moving forward, but you're always looking for more folks to get involved.
Absolutely. So Ampersand Co-working is the new chamber office, and it's a cooperative workspace that can fit up to about 60 people at any given time. You know, that's at max capacity. Mm-hmm. We've got 24 signed up and pre-committed so far. So we plan to be opening by February 1st. We've got 9 private offices, 15 rentable desks, 2 conference rooms, printer facility, reception facility, kitchen. Mm-hmm. So any renters can be a part of it. It's anywhere from, you know, monthly rates from $75 a month to $1,000 a month, based on what you need, all furnishings and utilities included. But the community is really starting to come together. You know, all the drywall's up, painting starts today. It's moving.
And the question that comes up probably the most is, you know, what is this? Who's it for? What do you do at it? And what do you tell them?
You know, as a business coach, I always hated when somebody would say, well, my product is for everybody. But in that case, this product really, like this, Ampersand really works for everybody. So it's the chamber office for public information. It is the chamber office for chamber members to be able to use from time to time. But the rental rates, like, we have one person who does research for the Gates Foundation, another person who does research for UNICEF. We've got three IT companies, one who has headquarters here but is operating out of Boston, New York, Chicago, San Diego. Mm-hmm. We've got another person who does voiceovers. We've got a realtor. We've got other local businesses who need extra administrative office space because they don't have enough administrative office space in their own business. You know, they're trying to do their work in a closet and, you know, the door keeps being knocked on because somebody has a question about something.
And to a certain extent, once the place really starts to take shape and people move in and you'll have an opportunity to showcase that, that'll probably answer those questions a little bit more.
Absolutely. You know, it's something new for Marquette, but we're about 10 years behind the curve from the rest of the country. You know, Grand Rapids has 7 of these. Traverse City has one. Grand Marais, Minnesota has one. Mm-hmm. Like, we're keeping up with the curve. You know, the nature of work now is becoming more and more remote-oriented, independent contract-oriented. So, you know, there's a lot of evidence saying we've got over 100 people in this town making $70,000+ a year who work remotely or are independent contractors. If we as a community had a business come to us and say, we're going to have 100 people at 70 grand a year, mm-hmm. every community in the UP would bend over backwards for that. Mm-hmm. But because they're remote workers and they're people we don't necessarily see in a traditional brick and mortar business, we don't know how to include them as a part of our economy. And so, you know, traditional businesses can use us, but those people as well can use us as a place to call home.
And again, with the ampersand, I know you have a specific website designed for that that answers a lot of these questions and points people in the proper direction. How do they find that?
It's ampersandco.work. You know, it's kind of a mouthful for radio, but it is ampersandco.work. Ampersand is all spelled out.
Jason Schneider with us this morning, executive director of the Marquette Chamber of Commerce. And again, if people want to find out more about the Be Local, Buy Local campaign, that address for folks to log on to is?
BeLocalBuyLocal.today.
All right. Jason Schneider with us in the studio. Thanks for your time this morning, and we'll talk with you again
soon. Thanks for having me, and have a great day.